The best station for State Fair information. WCCO 830.
Minutes after 1 o'clock. This is WCCO Radio. We are in hour number two, the final chapter of the 1995 Sid Hartman Sound-Alike Contest. It's the fourth annual edition. If you're just joining us, the judges are Roger Erickson, Eric Escala, Dave Mona, and Mike Lynch, and we have completed the first round. Round of applause for the judges. Yes. Boy, you really milked this crowd, Roger. You are very good. You are the king. Sid Hartman is here, too. My name is John Williams, and we will announce now the three finalists that you will hear in just a moment, in no particular order. They are from Maple Lake, the 1993 champion, Jim Schultz. Attaboy, Jim. We'll bring him out in just a minute. Tom Treloar from Minnetonka, the 94 champ. And from Mankato, Doug Cramblett, who was up in about the middle of the last pack. Let's get you the forecast right now on WCCO, then we'll...
Welcome back for the second half of the Sid Hartman Sound-Alike Contest here on WCCO Radio 830. And here's the host of the Sid Sound-Alike, John Williams.
All right, here we go now, here we go now. Sid, any comments before we go to the final round?
No comments. If I was these contestants, I'd check a couple of judges because they've, in the past, they've known to fix certain things for a certain amount of money.
Yes.
Especially a guy who lives out near Wheelock Whitney's house. I try to pickpocket him. He had several $100 bills in his pocket.
Is that true? Is that true?
Yes, but I take from everybody, so it's okay.
they weren't yours, huh? Any other comments from the judges? Dave Mona, Eric Escala?
You don't know this, John, but we are some of the best, what would you call it, changers at halftime. We can make adjustments at halftime like no other judges, and we're known for that. So we've got huddled, we've made some adjustments, David, and we're ready to go now for the second half.
Yeah, we brought back instant replay at one of Sid's innovations, and so we replayed it, and I think what we proved is that we must have done a halfway decent job in 93 and 94. The two of the three finalists are returning champions from those years. Michael?
Well, I just have a question here for the 10,000 person crowd out here. How many of you would like it if we strapped Sid Hartman in the ejection seat and shot him towards the Metrodome roof?
Hey, Escala.
Yes.
That one thing sounded just like your Boar Blank show at 627.
My Boar Blank programming?
Yeah.
Roger, I don't think my programming is that Boar Blank.
I think it's the most exciting part of the Good Morning Show, Eric Escala.
I thought all the contestants...
What a parrot.
I thought all the contestants were outstanding, Sid, but next year I think we ought to have a Sid look-alike contest. Now, that could get ugly.
Oh, boy. Typical Roger one-liner.
Let's bring out the final three. We'll start from Mankato. Please welcome Doug Cramblett. Doug. The man with the phone.
Still
okay.
Wearing those shoes that he picked up in a garbage can.
Stand right over there, buddy. Save your material. Don't waste any good lines. All right, Doug. You're on.
Well, I'm going to stick with the same theme of fate taking a different turn. And Sid ending up in another job, although this one's a little more mundane and down to earth. Hello, this is Hartman Mortuary. You're wondering what type of casket to pick for your deceased husband. Previously, ma'am, I would have recommended a covered casket, but lately, I've been recommending an open-air casket. Well, it's better value for the dollar, and I think it's a much better draw. You're concerned with the appearance of your loved one. Ma'am, you needn't be. My assistant, Mr. Mona, has a lot of experience making the people he works with look better than they really are. What's that? I hear you disagreeing with me. You know, that's just the way it is. You know, one person dies and suddenly you're some kind of mortuary genius. You know, you think more about it, you know more about it. Somebody's been doing this their whole life. Ram, I'm sorry you feel that way. You know, frankly, I could care less what you do with that big stiff. Goodbye.
They're sandbagging their best material, Sid.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
All right, the judges are writing down some numbers. You guys ready for contestant number two? All right.
Here we come.
Here comes Tom Treloar from Minnetonka, the 1994 champ.
Well, first of all, we just found out that our independent Democratic Republican Dark Star is down in the dunk tank. So if anybody wants to, Eskel is all worried over there because he's his campaign manager. Go watch out for him over there. Let me tell you what, all these stiffs and geniuses out there, they have their restaurants. Rosen's got his place. They go to Censors. I'm going to have my own place called Hartman's Eat Here or You're a Stiff. We're going to have, if you call up on the phone, we'll have Mona will be answering the phone, taking all the reservations. He'll get your seat for you. And we'll have Eric Eskel. That'd be the capital burger. It'll be two buns with nothing in between. That'd be the capital burger. And we'll have our Roger Erickson vegetable plate. Everything he grows in the garden, you come on in there. And then speaking of Mike Lynch here, speaking about that bungee jump, we could get you on there. There's not enough tests there to hold you on there. Let me tell you what, we'll have the Michael Lynch buffet, and if you get a free buffet if he guesses the weather right. Gee, I'd never go out of business that way, that's for sure. Let me tell you what, we'll go with the last sandwich I could think of would have to be my good old friend Dark Star. Be two slices of bread with a big piece of tongue in between. That'd be the Dark Star sandwich. A lot of talk on it. You better, great audience, thanks a lot.
Nice one. Hey.
I want to know about the Eric Eskola burger. What was that? How does that go, Eric? How does that thing
the
get made?
The Capital Burger.
The Capital Burger.
He's got Eskola pegged perfect.
Perfectly.
Perfectly. Thank you, Mrs. Mickelson. She's my English teacher.
How much a part of that is your job, Dave? The following of the grammar for Sid Hartman.
Oh, he's
Williams, what'd you say?
He's in the contest, Sid. No, I would say that's a pretty major part of the job, John. I thought the last contestant had it summed up pretty well.
All right, here comes our final contestant, the 1993 champion from Maple Lake, Jim Schultz. Jim,
the grade school teacher. Would you like him as your teacher? You? No.
You know what a genius is? As somebody whose family tree doesn't fork.
Oh, I see. You're too sharp for me, buddy.
And now it's time for another adventure of Uncle Sidney's story time. All right, you little genius rugrats, get over here in the carpet in front of me here. Take off your shoes and your socks. You selective listener, your shoes and your socks. All right, grab a hold of that big toy right there. This little piggy went to market, you know. It could have taken some of that rancid transit there if that Mayor Belson get off her duff and put that in. You know, the St. Paul legislators already had that. Well, anyhow, in a way, grab that next little toe there. This little piggy stayed home. I wonder if it's related to that bore-blank, vertical parking, cheapskate Eskola. I wonder if that's what happened there. But anyway, kids, right, grab that toe. Not that one, that one. That's good. Grab that one there. This third little piggy had roast beef. You know, they could have had a silver butter knife steak at Murray's. You could have gone Silvestio's. But actually, this little piggy is kind of a beef jerky. The fourth little toe here, let's grab that one there. This little pig had none. Well, you know it's not related to Mr. Sumo 5050 Lynch. Eats out of a dumpster. On that last little toe here, this little piggy went wee, wee, wee. Listen to this kid. Went wee, wee, wee all the way home. Just like that beauty, Chris Voles. All she does is wee, wee around that hustle mole over those Gentile inquiry issues. You know, Bobby Knight wouldn't do that. Well, anyway, boys and girls, it just goes to show that even a foot could be a stiff. Goodbye.
Very much. Jim Schultz. Steve, get me legal on line two. We may need some help with some of those last comments. All right, those are our final three. The judges are tabulating. Paul Burgley from our Community Service Department will tabulate them. We'll come back in a minute on WCCO Radio with third, second, and first place on the 1995 Sid Hartman Soundalike Contest. All right, Sid, you're going to have to stop signing autographs or sign just a couple more because we are back and it is time for the announcement. Maybe Mr. Escala or Roger Erickson, one of you guys, would give us a couple of closing comments. I think they all did pretty good, and that's an understatement. I think they were all terrific. I also appreciate the editorial comment. They had the voice, but they also had the mind working, didn't they, Eric?
Well, I think the secret to this is putting Sid in a different circumstance or in an odd twist on his, everybody knows his little mannerisms, but if you put a little twist on it, you can make it very funny, and everybody did that quite well, I thought.
Well, there were two categories in which we asked you to judge: creativity, which was what perhaps you're speaking about, and the other one was how closely they approximated Sid's voice. Sid will now steal the microphone from me.
Put a little twist on some of your comments. That's going to be funny, too.
This has got to be hard for Sid. I mean, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery on the one hand, but it's a tough afternoon for Sid. He's getting beat up out here. Every single button that Sid pushes all year long, they're punching him back.
Beat up?
Beaten up? What do you mean beaten up? He's being praised here for 2 hours.
That's what this is, isn't it? This is praise, Sid.
And we're sick of it.
I think the best moment for me is when the garbage truck came right through the crowd. That kind of spelled it all about this contest for Sid.
Amazing, when the garbage crowd came through the crowd, you didn't grab all the food.
It was empty, Sid.
All right, we are now waiting the final tally. All right, Mr. Tom Gavaris, are we ready?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Let's bring out the final contestants. Please welcome Jim Schultz, Doug Kramblin, Tom Treloar. For the first time in the four-year history of the Sid Hartman Soundalike Contest, the runner-up position is a tie. Which means that I guess as soon as we do these first two names, then you'll also know who the winner is. And Sid will explain it to you just as soon as we get done with that. Here we go. And by the way, they'll win a $50 certificate from Murray's Restaurant, downtown Minneapolis, a Sony Sports Walkman radio cassette player, 4 tickets to the Twins Fan Appreciation Day versus the White Sox on the 23rd. That's going to be a great night. 2 tickets to see the Calgary Flames play the Dallas Stars at the Target Center on the 20th of September, a CCO radio cap and carry bag, and also a Sid Soundalike plaque provided by Regal Awards and Trophies. Here we go. The tie for the runner-up position belongs to Tom Treloar and Jim Schultz. Doug Kramblin is the 1995 Sid Hartman Soundalike champ. Tom, congratulations, and thank you. Jim, congratulations. Doug, do you like the sound of the winner, Doug Kramblin?
Very good. I thought that was very tough. The judges really had a lot of pressure on them. All three were very good, and I thought maybe if they had a three-way tie, that would have been a better way to pick it. It was very, very, very close. But with Escala, somebody must have paid him off. You never know. Mr. Ethics, of course, he's never taken a free shirt, never taken anything. Rides the bus, pays his fee, right, Mr. Escala?
That's right. Are you buying or am I today?
You never bought in your life. Hey, I want to personally thank this big, big crowd for coming out. Thank you very much. Don't forget CCO, and don't forget the Star and Tribune. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hey, by the way, before we wrap this up, we've got just a minute here, but how about a word from Doug Kramblin, the Sid Soundalike contestant and winner? Did you think you were in the running, Doug? What are your thoughts?
I don't know. It's a dream come true. I won't say what kind of dream. Disneyland. No, I want to thank WCCO. It was a lot of fun.
Show them the beautiful plaque that you've just been awarded. That'll be proudly displayed in a downstairs bathroom at his house, I believe.
I've got a special place for it right now.
Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
All right, last comments from the judges before we go. Anything, Eric Escalup?
Next year, Ms. Sid Soundalike.
I think Doug should hang up his placard right in the bathroom, right above the Biffy.
Dave Mona.
Yeah, it's always amazing me why anybody would want to enter a contest to sound like Sid Hartman.
Roger Erickson, final thought for your friends.
Well, my final thought is that when I heard Sid at the very end, I thought it was another imitation. So they really did sound like you, Sid.
This just proves one thing, how great this radio station is. And we must have a lot of people listening in the morning, because otherwise that he wouldn't know all this J-U-N-K we use in the morning.
Thank you, Mr. Borblank.
I also want to thank Tom Gavaris, one of the WCCO executives that clicked this whole contest for us, Steve Ink, the producer here, and Danny Rowe. Mr. Robotham was pushing all of the buttons, and that was quite a task for the Sid Soundalike contest. We conclude this broadcast from this location. Jim Rogers will entertain you right here, right now, right after CCO News headlines. One of the contestants who did not make it to the finals recorded his own 90-second tribute to Sid Hartman. You remember Joe Shefcheck. This is his tribute to Sid. We wrap it up with that on CCO.
Hartman's my name, talking sports is my game. I know all the legends and no stranger to fame. Baseball, football, hockey, and hoops, I write for the paper. I get all the scoops. A last-second field goal, a ninth-inning hit. Just look at the press box, you'll see there I sit. Got close personal friends, my phone bill is high. I'll get the whole story, I'm a hard-working guy. Break it down. Oh, another so-called selective hearing, know-it-all, self-appointed genius, huh? Well, let me tell you something. Let me tell you this, mister. You don't have the slightest idea. Unbelievable. What a jerk. These clowns, they got all the answers. What a joke. Was that call from Fargo? Everybody's a genius.
Genius. Genius. Genius.
Geniuses come and geniuses go. They got all the answers, but they really don't know. Like I wrote in my column, like I told you before. When all's said and done, I'll tell you the score. I'm Sid Hartman, Minnesota sports hero. Take it easy.